Greetings, and welcome to a rather interesting course, I hope, for you. We're calling it Dreams, A Way to Listen to God. Now, just a few introduction statements about myself. My name is Bruce Ballast, and you may have taken other courses in the ministries of this organization, the courses that I've taught. But this one comes out of some special interests for me. Many years ago, I went through a period of spiritual growth. I was working in a church in California, and I was just challenged to pray by a woman who just had a gift of prayer. In fact, she would spend a couple of hours a day in her prayer closet in her home. And I realized I didn't know how to pray. You know, I'd been taught how to preach, I'd been taught how to examine God's Word, I'd been taught how to do all those sorts of things, but I hadn't been taught to pray. And so I began exploring prayer with her, and we ended up offering a course in prayer, and that led me to other things. It led me to spiritual disciplines, things like fasting, journaling, spending time in nature, and solitude, and silence, and those sorts of things. So it was a time when I was feeling like I was connecting with God a great deal. And then that led me to start considering dreams. I began to read about dreams and how they might be significant in how God might be communicating with us. And so I began studying that, and the result eventually is this course, although now it's many, many years later. A little bit more about myself. I have been a pastor. I have pastored for 39 years and in three different churches, one in Michigan, which I'll be sharing with you in just a few moments, a little bit about my time there. One in California, I was there for 23 years, 4.5 years in the first one, 23 in the second. And then the third one was here in Michigan, from where I'm recording these sessions. The Michigan church was an interesting one. I spent 11.5 years there, and it was just a marvelous place of grace and allowed me to continue to explore spiritual growth. And in fact, I'm going to be teaching this course in that church in just a couple of weeks. I am married. I married my high school sweetheart. We had three children together. They are all married, and I have 11 grandchildren, both here in Michigan and in Seattle. And so, anyway, that's a little bit about me. Now, let's start thinking about dreams. And I want to begin today just by sharing with you one of the dreams that I had that I found significant, that I felt like God was talking to me. This is a picture of the church that I served in West Michigan here. You'll notice it's a little tiny church. On Sundays when I went there, we had maybe 60 people. There were probably 20 families represented in that little church, and we began to experience growth. I mean, people began to come to faith in this church, and so we began a building program, and before we got to that building program, I left that church. Now, after I left that church, I went to Southern California, and in Southern California, it's a lovely place to do church. Because people have tried so many things. They've tried money, they've tried wealth, they've looked at beauty, they've tried to make a good impression with their lives. And as a result, that place is ripe for the gospel, because people are pretty unhappy, generally speaking, there. In fact, a survey done not that long ago said that only 20% said they were happy. And so we began presenting Jesus Christ there, and that church began to explode. In the 1980s, we were having new members classes of 30 to 50 people, if you can imagine that. The church, when I went there, was a couple hundred people, and we grew into a rather large congregation of over 2,000. It was during that time where things were just really moving and shaking in that church in California that I had a dream. And the dream brought me back to this early church, this little tiny church. And I lived in a parsonage right next door. And in my dream, I was in that parsonage, and somebody came to the door. And it turned out it was one of the professors in my Doctor of Ministry program from Fuller Seminary who was there. And I was so glad to see this man. His name was Peter Wagner. And And I welcomed him in, but then I said, oh, you've got to see what we're doing. And I brought him to the church next door, to this little tiny church, and began to show him the drawings of what we were going to build there. And and I was telling him about the people who are coming to faith. I was telling him about the ministry plans that we had for the months ahead and the days ahead and the weeks ahead. And he looked around and didn't say a thing. Never commented positively on what we were doing, never said, oh, this is why we're doing this, and then I woke up. Now, as I began to think about this dream, and I used some of the things I'm going to teach you in this course on principles for interpreting dreams, but I began thinking about this idea of, what does this dream mean? Is God trying to communicate to me? It's estimated by one Christian researcher that 10% of our dreams are spiritual in nature and we ignore them, and we'll talk more about that. So I began to look at it and realized that my main motivation in this dream, as I looked at the motivation of myself acting in this dream, was trying to impress this man with how good I was. And then I realized that I had taken on some prideful attitudes toward what I was doing in the church in California. And we were experiencing growth, and I wanted people to look at me and say, wow, he's really good. And I came out of that and began to read, looked it up, all the scriptures that said where God is saying, I will share my glory with none other. And so that dream led me into a time of confession and repentance before God, of trying to steal his glory. And then it led me into a change, that any time that I began to feel that urge for people to be impressed with me, I would have to turn it around in my own heart and mind and say, to God be the glory. God is the one who's at work. You know, I am nothing, no vine. No branch can produce fruit by itself, but it's got to be rooted in the vine and those sorts of things. And it was that dream that allowed me to go deeper with God and to be a more faithful, obedient servant. Now, that's one dream in one place. And it's just an example. I'll share some other dreams that I've had and certainly some dreams of other people. But what we're going to do in this course is we're going to look at what the Bible says about dreams. What does it say about dreams and how God speaks in dreams and through dreams? And then secondly, we're going to look at the way it's dreams have been looked at historically by researchers and those who are in places of influence. And then we're going to look at different kinds of dreams. There are different kinds of dreams. And then finally, we're going to start looking at some principles of how to interpret the dreams that you have. Now, you have dreams. I know I've met a few people who say, I never dream. That would be unusual, let's put it that way. Maybe true, but it would be unusual. But likely, if you have clicked on this short course here in Christian Leaders Ministries, you're interested in the subject of dreams. And I also have to say that this is a little bit of a scary topic because, some of the New Age stuff would focus on dreams, and there are some really wild things about dreams that are out there in the literature. And so rather than get lost, we're just going to spend some time looking at how to interpret dreams from a Christian faith-based approach. And so I invite you to come along. It's a fascinating subject, one where hopefully you'll find a way to listen to God a little better. So stay tuned. We'll start next time by looking at what the Bible in the Old Testament says about dreams.